Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here's a quick sampling, by the way, of Mike Vrabel, who joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. We played you the Ramondre fumble coming back. Really one of the only, well, not one of the only, but the biggest negative play the Patriots had last night. Here is Mike Vrabel this morning, discussing the fumbling of Ramondre Stevenson.
What is it that you see in Ramondre that, despite the fumbles, you want to keep going with him?
Well, we go with all of them, and we'll use all of them. And so, one is valuable in protection. And when teams start blitzing and heating us up, you know, it's critical that somebody protects the quarterback, and they can go short yardage instances and around the goal line, and you know, we mix carries up, and so everybody's going to have a role, and we'll have to continue to take care of the ball. And so you have to make those decisions. And I think Ramondre understands how critical the ball is, and, you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession, you know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground. But we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
Okay. A whole bunch of questions coming out of that.
Yeah, seriously.
Number one, I don't think Ramondre's back in the game necessarily if Gibson doesn't have a horrific injury last night.
Yeah, I think anytime you're moved to tears, I think he's done for the season would be my guess. So we haven't gotten an update. Vrabel didn't have the update on that today, but I wouldn't count on Gibson coming back.
So you can say we're standing by him all you want. I think your hand was forced a little bit there by, again, an injury situation, which wasn't ideal. Two, I really don't think Ramondre did all that much when he got in there. I mean, he got in the end zone on a couple of wide open, untouched runs.
Yeah, there's no contact. What I think is the craziest
part. He averaged
part.
2 yards a carry and had 14 rushing yards. Like, I wouldn't say it was this triumphant return for him into the game. I guess if you had him in fantasy, great. But I didn't think it was like this triumphant return. And I blame Vrabel for that fumble last night. He didn't discipline Ramondre at all last week.
No.
So, of course, the guy learned nothing. He continues to fumble week after week after week. He wasn't disciplined for it last year. He hasn't been disciplined this year. And so, of course, he continues to fumble.
Right.
Like, we could all predict it.
I mean, every coach says ball security is job security, and yet this guy fumbles the ball multiple times and loses these fumbles, and he had a horrible problem with it last year. And part of you could say, well, Vrabel wasn't here. Well, Stevenson was, and he was fumbling a lot. So what did he do to improve that? Like, is he any better? No, he's not. And the really limited touches he's gotten, he's not like a 25-carry guy, and it's like, well, he's had 500 touches, and that's why. No, it's not like that. He had 7 carries last night. What's crazy to me is they also have him returning kickoffs. Like,
I don't understand that at all.
How insane would that be? So 2 weeks ago, when he fumbled twice, we all talked about what we would do. I would not have cut him then, but I would have made him inactive. And one of the reasons I didn't cut him was like, well, what if, like, you know, Gibson or Henderson gets hurt? All right, fast forward. Gibson does get hurt. But Ramondre has already fumbled again. So how many more fumbles? Is there even a number, or you just keep playing? We need everybody.
Not only do they keep playing him, you're right. They gave him
more responsibility.
And like significant responsibility. Returning those kicks.
If he fumbled a kickoff in a tie game, what would the reaction be?
I mean, people would be
I wouldn't even be mad at Ramondre. We're already at this point. Curran talked about this last week. Like, now it's to the point where when he fumbles again, it's Vrabel's fault.
I'm not mad at, I mean, I guess on some level I'm mad at Ramondre about the fumble, but I'm angrier at Vrabel for last night.
Yeah.
And putting him back there on kicks. There are other guys who can return kicks.
So,
you lost Gibson. I got a bunch of tweets about this. You lost Gibson last night, Jones. No, I know. I get that. There's other guys who can return kicks on this roster.
100%. And I know they like, because of the new kickoff rules.
Marcus Jones, you ever heard of him?
I have.
You can use Pop Douglas. You could use Kyle Williams and look great in camp. You could try Kyle Williams. How about you just have Henderson back there with another up back, somebody else to block for him, and Henderson can just do it.
Westover.
Yeah.
Put a little fullback back there.
Don't tell me Ramondre is the only other option because Gibson got hurt. So you have to have him back. He never should have been back there.
No, they really need to make some roster moves this week so you don't need to rely on Stevenson. So if you want to play running back by committee, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to go Cerberus backfield. That was their words, not mine. Then do it, right? Have Henderson with two other guys, but one of those other guys should not be Stevenson. And we had a texture point out. Look at, you have guys like Rico Dowdle with 200 yards rushing. Bill Kroski Merritt had like two touchdowns this week. There are a lot of random find them off the street running backs who have success who also hold on to the ball.
Here's Ramondre after the game last night. This is like a broken record. I can only listen to this guy so much after a game, being like, "Well, yeah, I got to get better."
Yeah, I think it was a big win for our team, division win, and you know, I'm just proud of our team how we fought and you know fought to the end. And yeah, me personally, I got to clean that up. But yeah, I think I bounced back in a way. But yeah, I got to clean that up.
Okay. I bounce back in a way. He's like, I don't know. I had two wide open touchdowns.
Yeah, no. Henderson could have scored both those easily.
As the Twitch chat said, Jones could have run those in.
No, but this is, it's like when Chris Sale had all those bad starts, and he's like, it's on me. He's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
No one was debating that.
But they just keep throwing you back out there. And with Stevenson, I don't get it, because it's going to happen again. And then what are we going to say? And it almost cost him this game.
Yeah. Nick just said in my ear, he's had 51 touches this year. He's fumbled 3.
Like, come on.
Which honestly sounds low.
It does.
So, yeah.
But that's 10 carries a game, and it's like more than half a fumble per game, right? It's 3 in 5 games.
So the other piece to this is they spent significant draft capital on Travion Henderson, who, by the way, didn't look great last night, didn't do much. Four yards a pop, 6 carries, 24 yards.
And apparently can't pass block.
He had 2 catches on 3 targets for 3 yards. Also can't pass block on top of it, which, again, I wonder what they're teaching in pass blocking, because the guy was regarded as a very good pass blocker coming out of college.
Yeah, it's not going great.
People were wondering early on in the game, after Ramondre's fumble, where is Travion Henderson? It took a Ramondre fumble and a Gibson injury to get Henderson onto the field on offense. I thought maybe he got dinged up on the opening kick. He hobbled off the field, but then he was out there and looked fine. So I just think the coaching staff is down on him right now. I mean,
that definitely appears like that.
And that doesn't mean big picture they don't believe in him, but right now,
right. He
is a distant third, or, you know, going into last night was a distant third on the depth chart. That was a coaching decision, I think, last night.
Yeah, right. Like, clearly, if they're going to keep going to Ramondre Stevenson, that tells you how they feel about everybody else who was active. Now, you have this week to make moves. Like, you can bring up, isn't Terrell Jennings on the practice squad? Like, you could figure out some stuff, bring in some running backs for visits, figure that out. Because I want to know, for some that are like, hey, good for him for sticking by Vrabel, like, is there even a number? Let's start with that. Like, if Stevenson fumbles every single game for the rest of the season.
He got 7 last year.
Seven! Okay.
Is that the number?
For Mayo.
5 or 6.
7 or 8.
For Mayo, it was higher than that.
But if he fumbles, if he fumbles every other week, you'll just, like, deal with it? Like, no. This team might be decent, but still, I don't know if they have this gigantic, like, room for error where you could just, like, afford to, like, that's a Ramondre possession where we gave him the ball. Like, you can't do that. And it's happened time and time and time again.
617-779-7937. John's and Drake it. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great.
All right. Sounds good. You know, I love the passion of our friend from Worcester about Josh Allen, but I think people have to realize comp doesn't mean clone, you know, so I think the comp is very, very strong with Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a little bigger, a little stronger arm talent, but you really have seen so far this year, the last 4 games, I'd say that Drake May's playing at a very high level. just had a couple of hiccups against the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple of weeks ago, but he's playing at a very, very high level. And for the first time, really, when you go up against a team with a top-flight quarterback, you feel you have someone on your own who can kind of match him. You never felt that way with Mac Jones. You know, he'd go up against someone, maybe he could beat them. He beat Josh Allen in that win game 4 years ago, which was an anomaly. But now you have a guy who can go out there and kind of match the skill set of those top quarterbacks, and that is something that really can put you over the top.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's well said.
Yeah, you don't need smoke and mirrors. Like, you can beat him head-to-head.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, I agree. I think you feel like you trust.
You don't need. Yeah. You don't need a hurricane in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where you decide not to throw, and Josh Allen is trying to cut it through the wind. You don't need an act of God to beat Josh Allen. You have a quarterback who can match him. What was the biggest difference between May and Allen last night? Allen had the turnover, May didn't, which is surprising, given Drake May's history. But that was the difference.
Two.
Otherwise, they were basically the same. That's right. He also that fumble was him as well. You're right. So, you know, it all boils down to Drake May last night, in most categories, was very equal to Josh Allen. Allen had the two touchdown passes, but May led touchdown drives last night. He didn't happen to throw them, but he led touchdown drives last night. The difference was one guy took care of the ball.
And one guy had Steph Diggs.
The other guy didn't, and one guy had Steph Diggs. Fair. 617-779-7937. I just think, again, I know Susan was fired up earlier today.
Yeah.
May has a long way to go to be an MVP of the league or really truly be in Josh Allen's class, but where Josh Allen was at this point in his career versus Drake May, I think is very comparable. And the skill sets, the athleticism, the arm, like that is, to me, the size, to me, that's very comparable.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, people forget because he's been so good now for a handful of years, about 5 years. But his second year, like, there's a good chance, we're only a third of the way through the season, but if Drake May continues at this pace, his year two will be better than Josh Allen's year two. And then that's something. Now, that doesn't mean he then takes the leap to year three.
He'll automatically be better, right.
I mean, year three, Josh Allen was runner-up in the MVP. So I'm not predicting that necessarily. But he is putting himself on that short list where you're like, all right, he could be a consistent top 10 quarterback. And for somebody at his age, like, that also says something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.